This is Shamir Young with you from Zenjoyable.com, and welcome to our Pro Photographer Interview Series, episode number 13. Today we talk to Elise Shively. She's a 24-year-old photographer from Detroit, Michigan, now living in LA. Best known for her photos of live concerts and portraits, she has a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Photography from the College for Creative Studies in Detroit. She's currently the photo editor at Revenue Media and freelances for Getty Images and New Noise magazine in her free time. And let me tell you, she has photographed some big name bands. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to the interview. Hi, everybody. I'm hanging with Elise Shively, and I'm so excited to just chill and chat with her. I want to thank you, Elise, for taking time out of your busy schedule to share some of your photography expertise with us.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I'm really excited because you were recommended to me by Chris Fry, a photographer I interviewed earlier in the series, and he gave me your website, and I go there, and right on the home page is a photo shoot that you had done with, oh, what's the name of the band? Why is it escaping me?
Panic at the Disco.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And as I'm looking at this right now, it's still there on your homepage. And right away, I'm like, oh my goodness, this girl graduated from college roughly a year ago, and she's already doing big name photo shoots like that. So I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Oh, good. I'm excited to be talking.
Awesome.
I never thought I would be getting interviewed like a year after I graduate college.
Well, first of all, you know, we really want to learn about you. I know some about you, but definitely the listeners are probably dying to know more. So just give us an overview of yourself, your background, how you ended up where you are now as a photographer.
Okay, well, as of right now, I live in LA. I've been living in LA for almost a year now. I graduated CCS, College for Creative Studies, in December of 2012. Before that, I lived in Southgate, Michigan, which is about 10 minutes south of Detroit, and that's where I spent most of my life, was in Southgate.
Mm-hmm. So we have two Michigan people. I'm from Michigan, too.
Yeah.
And so yep. I am so jealous when I hear about you living in California. Oh, my goodness.
Yep, the weather is awesome here. So glad to be out of the snow.
Rub it in.
It was 80 degrees and sunny today.
Oh my goodness. And we had like 20 something degrees, and we were just happy that it was not negative over here.
Yeah. Ugh. No, thank you.
No, you say you're living in LA, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and when did you graduate? About a year ago?
Yep, graduated in December of 2012, and I moved out to LA a few months later in March.
Okay, and so what kind of photography, what kind of photo shoots are you doing right now?
Well, for money-wise, I do photo editing for Getty Images and a company called Revenue Media. Hmm. And then in my free time and just as like kind of a fun thing, I do music photography where I go to concerts and I shoot the bands.
Excellent. And so for the music photography where you shoot the bands,
mm-hmm.
How does that work? Are you in touch with the band beforehand or do you show up and then take some shots and then notify them afterwards or?
I work with a magazine called New Noise magazine.
Hmm.
And whenever there's a concert that I see that's coming to the LA area and then I'm kind of interested in checking out, I'll email the editor over there. Mm-hmm. And he'll get in touch with the band and let me know if I can get a photo pass. And if I get a photo pass, I will show up at the concert venue and I get the first three songs to shoot all of my photos. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. I'm done.
No kidding. Okay. And then those photos are put into the magazine.
Yep. Yep. I have galleries online and then they do print monthly issues. And sometimes my photos will be in there, but it's mostly online that I have my photos there.
Okay. Okay, and do you ever get to meet the bands?
Sometimes. It depends on what my level of access is into the concert. Most of the time, I just get a photo pass where I'm just allowed in front of the stage for those three songs, and then that's it. I'm not allowed anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And, you know, we've talked to wedding photographers on the series. We've talked to portrait photographers. But as far as event photography goes, we haven't discussed much of that. I guess tell us a little bit, I'm curious, as far as being in the rush of the moment, tell us how you make that work. When you only have 3 songs, how do you make sure to get the shots that you need?
I'm just constantly looking through my camera. I try to make sure that I get my exposure correct the first time and make sure it stays so the photo is correctly exposed the most time. And then I'm shooting constantly.
Tell us, how do you get yourself inspired for a photo shoot?
I actually like to look at like Tumblr and Pinterest. I like to go through all of the photos there and just see what everybody else is putting on those sites and see what they like and what they like to look at. So I use that as inspiration mostly.
And the work that you do for Getty Images, you mentioned it was mostly photo editing?
Yes. For Getty, I go to big events like this year so far. I've gone to the Golden Globes, Grammys, the SAG Awards, events like that where the Getty photographers will take the images of the celebrities on the red carpet, and then they bring their memory cards to the photo editors where we're sitting backstage, and we go through all of their photos, edit them so they look good, and then we caption them so it tells you which people are in the photo, and then we post them online.
Okay, so even as an editor, you get to attend these events.
Yes, that is the most fun part of the job.
I'm like drooling on my keyboard right now. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty awesome people, and I can't believe that I've done it a year after being in college.
Oh my goodness, yes, you go girl. It sounds like you've really, I mean, you've just made stuff happen. You've taken massive action.
Yeah, it's been quite the fast journey for me, and hopefully it keeps going.
How did you make that happen after you graduated? How did you get those contacts?
Talking to people mostly. I would go hang out at parties and stuff and just talking to people and getting to know them and then figuring out, like, hey, these people, they know who to talk to and give them my information, and then they like the work that I do, so they set me up with an interview at Getty.
Wow, the power of networking.
Yes.
And this was just getting out whenever you could, however you could?
Yep, I just did everything that I could outside of CCS. I would shoot concerts after class and then send them all over to different music websites and hope that somebody liked my images.
Good for you. You know, I went to U of M, School of Fine Art, and I'm sure it's the case with CCS, because CCS has an incredible reputation, where you meet all of these incredible creative minds, so talented, but I've seen so many people take that talent and just keep it to themselves. Or a lot of people are afraid to go to networking events, for example.
Yeah.
They're afraid to put themselves out there. And you're just like you're a firsthand testament of how that can pay off for sure.
I'm still trying to get a little bit more used to going up and introducing myself to somebody, but I think definitely being around like these, oddly enough, being around like celebrities is kind of helping me because these people are like I've watched them and I'm so nervous to be around them, but I'll compliment them, and that I feel kind of helps me out with talking to strangers, I guess.
Definitely. Tell us about your tools of the trade. What's your typical go-to gear for a photo shoot, for a music photo shoot, let's say?
I only use my camera and my lens. I'm not allowed to use my flash when I go to a concert, so it's just me and my camera.
Really? They don't let you use no external flash at all?
Nope, not at a concert. At the red carpet events, of course, it's all flashing lights and yelling and stuff like that, but not at a concert.
What is the typical lighting situation at a concert? Is it normally dim lights or craziness going on?
It depends on the, number one, it depends on where the band is playing. If it's like a smaller bar type club, then you can most likely expect that it's going to be pretty dark and they're probably going to use red lights.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's at a nicer, bigger, like just for concert type of a venue, then the lights are usually pretty good.
Okay, so for those low light and odd light situations, you have to be well versed with your camera and ready to go.
Yeah. A lot of photographers say that it's not about the camera they use, but I don't necessarily believe that all the time. I would not be able to get the images that I do if I was using a lower level camera.
Mm-hmm. What kind of camera are you using?
I use a D4 with a 24 to 70 lens on it.
Excellent. And so what is your favorite photography accessory other than your camera and why?
Well, I don't use accessories very often, but when I do get to, I guess I do like to use the flash on my camera, an external flash. I do like to use that, and I do like to use, even though I haven't gotten to play with it a lot, I do like ring lights. Mm. I don't know why. I like ring lights.
Next, describe your post-process workflow. What is that like for you? What kind of software do you like to use, for example?
I use Lightroom almost exclusively. I barely go into Photoshop unless it's like some big color problem that I need to fix. But I actually, honestly, I don't do much besides tweaking exposure and color. So I do that all in Lightroom.
Yeah, I hear so many photographers prefer Lightroom
over
Photoshop.
It's so much easier to go through a lot of images.
I was heavy, and I still am heavy into Photoshop because that's what I learned first. But, mm-hmm. one of those early mistakes you make where, I'm realizing that the past years I've spent way more time than I needed to editing the photos and going through them. When Lightroom, I'm learning can definitely speed up that process.
The software that we use at Getty is kind of like a photo mechanic type software.
Okay.
So when I started at Getty and started editing for them, that really helped speed up my editing for my concert photos.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to go through a big, huge amount of photos really quickly and edit them so they looked good without doing a lot to them.
Nice.
So Photo Mechanic is pretty awesome, too.
And Elise, tell us, what's the most challenging aspect of professional photography for you?
I think the most challenging would be organizing everything, getting everybody to be in the right place at the right time, especially with bands.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like babysitting 5 toddlers.
So making
they
sure
are difficult to wrangle up.
And I've heard wedding photographers say that it's tough getting people to be where they need to be. I've heard other people say it's kind of like herding cats.
Yes.
And especially at those events where for you it's happening the one time, you have that one opportunity, where it's not going to be so easy. It's like, oh, let's just set up another photo shoot later. No, you don't really have that chance. So you have to get it then.
Yeah, exactly. I only get a few minutes to do this right.
Awesome. And next, let's talk about lessons learned. What is the most common mistake that you see professional photographers make, or yourself?
Well, I get to look through all of the Getty photographers' every image that comes through. So the biggest mistake that I tend to see with images is that I do this too. I think that, I can just fix it in post later. I don't have to worry about getting everything right the first time. And then when I do go look at the photos again, I'm like, why did I not make this right the first time? It would be so much easier if I had just done that the first time.
And good for you for realizing that. I think Photoshop and other software makes it so easy to think that you can fix it later.
Yeah.
Right? Or finding out that you can't fix it. So.
And then the biggest business mistake that I make probably is dealing with money. I always forget to take my taxes out of whatever money I make.
Oh.
And that was not fun when I did my taxes this year. I don't keep track of all of my paperwork as well as I should.
Mm.
which I think that might be a problem for a lot of photographers, because I feel like we're all kind of scatterbrained and everywhere. So
yeah, we're definitely creative minds. And yeah. I hear so many photographers say that they would just rather be out taking photos as opposed to worrying about the paperwork side of the business or the taxes side of the business, for sure.
Yes, for I sure. wish I could hire somebody to do that specifically for me. It makes things so much easier.
In time, I don't doubt that you will be able to. I'm sure you will be able to sooner than you think.
I hope so. That yeah. would be my dream.
Well, you already have so much drive that, you know, I could totally see that happening relatively soon for you, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Now, next, tell us, and this may be a tricky question, but tell us, in your opinion, what makes a good photo stand out from just an average photo?
That's easy. A good photo needs to make you want to stop and look at it longer than just scrolling through a few seconds after it. I think a good photo should make you feel something, and you should want to stand there and look at it.
So something that catches your eye.
Yes. Catches your eye and then keeps you there.
Well said. We have so many images being thrown at us on a daily basis, and not just photography, but commercials and ads and just everything all the time. When you encounter a photo that makes you stop, you definitely realize that there's something different about it. And, yep. you know, as photographers, I think that we know more of what makes that particular photo or image stand out. I think we're able to verbalize it better. Whereas other people who are not photographers or creatives, they just, you know, they just know. Mm-hmm. But they may not completely understand why. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want my photos to just be something that somebody will scroll through their Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. I want them to stop and look at it.
And what is one thing you wish you knew before you became a professional photographer?
I wish I knew more about copyrights. I wish that they had taught us more about that in school. I wish that I had learned about my rights as a photographer in school instead of having to go through and research all of that myself.
So is that something that you've had to learn after college? Did they not offer any classes or lectures to cover that at all?
We had a basic business class at CCS, but it was more focused on towards the fine art area of things, where like you would write a grant and things you would need to know for that kind of thing. What I've encountered in LA mostly is copyright issues, definitely. Not that I want to do this, but like the paparazzi type laws that are out there. What am I legal to be doing with a camera, basically?
Interesting. And working at Getty Images, I'm sure that's been a lesson in copyright as well.
Yeah, it's always fun to see somebody using an image that I'm sure they didn't pay for.
And it happens quite a bit out there.
Yes. One of the most frustrating things as a photographer, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Now, next, tell us, is there a particular photography resource, a tool, or even a book that you'd recommend to our listeners?
When I want to learn something new, I use lynda.com. Mm. That's how I learned Lightroom. Mm-hmm. It's how I taught myself how to make my website. Yeah, definitely lynda.com. It's worth the investment.
What's it, like $25 a month or something?
I think so. We got a free account at CCS while we were students, so I used the crap out of that.
Oh, that's right. Chris mentioned that. That's awesome.
I'm so glad that CCS arranged that.
For us common folk, it's a very reasonable price that they charge monthly. I think a while ago it was maybe $25. I don't know if it's gone up since then or not, though. But yeah, there's a ton on lynda.com, and I'll make sure to include that site in the show notes as well for our listeners.
I'm sure you can write it off for taxes, too.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
That's another fun thing I learned, tax deductions.
Yes, definitely. Last question, but one of the most important. Tell us where we can find you, your website, any other products that you have out there?
Just my website. It's EliseShively.com. The links to everywhere else are on there. So from my website, you can go to my Facebook, my blog, my Flickr, everywhere there would be, you would be able to find it on my website.
I'll be keeping tabs on you and watching your website because you are going awesome places. I mean, already a year out of college and you're doing some amazing things. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
And thank you again just for chatting with us. It's the evening time right now for us, so I'm sure you've had a long day. And so thank you for just taking time to share your knowledge and experience with us.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it.